From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A strong 6.2 level aftershock struck New Zealand Monday. It was centered about 120 kilometers northeast of Christchurch. Two people were killed Sunday when a 7.8 magnitude quake hit 90 kilometers from Christchurch. Supermarket manager Tanya Alderdice says there was significant store damage.
It's quite bad. Our suspended ceiling has come down with a lot of our lights, and there's a lot of stock on the floor. So, yeah, we're really lucky that the people that were inside the building at the time got out safely and are now at home with their families.
Thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. A group of refugees held in Australian-run camps in the South Pacific will be resettled in the United States. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it will be a one-time event. Phil Mercer reports.
Under tough border security laws, asylum seekers intercepted trying to reach Australia by boat are sent to migrant centres at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and the tiny Republic of Nauru. They're forbidden from being resettled in Australia as part of strict policies aimed at deterring unauthorised boat arrivals that have been reduced to barely a trickle in recent years. Officials haven't said how many of the 1,200 migrants held in camps in the South Pacific would be allowed into the US or when the process would begin. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov announced his resignation Sunday. Exit polls in the country's presidential runoff election show Borisov's nominee losing badly to a pro-Russia candidate backed by the socialist opposition. This is VOA News. Russia-leaning candidate Igor Dodon has declared victory over pro-European rival Maia Sandu in Moldova's presidential election. With more than 98% of the ballots counted, Dodon says he has just over 54% of the vote. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's administration is starting to take shape. He announced Sunday that Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus will be the new chief of staff, the highest-ranking White House employee, who basically is the top assistant to the president. He also named media executive Steve Bannon as his chief strategist and counselor. Earlier, Trump said he would deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records. He told the CBS network 60 Minutes, network program 60 Minutes, that he will keep his campaign pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of illegal migration into the country. The British and French foreign ministers did not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts Sunday to discuss how to deal with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the emergency meeting in Brussels after Trump's unexpected victory Tuesday. The ministers say they expect good relations with the new American president. A new study says carbon dioxide emission levels have remained flat worldwide for a third year. The study was published in the journal Earth System Science Data. The study says it is unclear if the findings mean that the world is nearing a turning point in the battle to prevent global climate change. It says global CO2 emissions from fossil fuels and industry is expected to grow by just 0.2% this year. Rock and roll musician Leon Russell has died. He was 74. His wife says Russell died in his sleep at their home in Nashville. A committee of Israeli government ministers approved a bill Sunday to legalize Jewish settlement outposts built on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass three separate readings in Parliament and get approval from the Supreme Court before it becomes law. It is aimed at stopping the Supreme Court-ordered evacuation of the West Bank settlement of Amona by December 25th. The government of Myanmar Sunday reported heavy fighting in the western state of Rakhine. Government forces have been hunting for insurgents in an area near the border with Bangladesh. Officials say the insurgents are linked to attacks that killed 9 police officers last month. The government statement says the latest fighting was triggered by an ambush on police Saturday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.